Kimberly, thanks so much for joining us today. So what's in the forecast for the Upper Lynn Canal this week?
Well, we're looking for actually some rain today and then potential for some clearing overnight. Not a lot of clearing, but we may see a little bit of break in the clouds. And then midweek, turning back to rain likely. And near sea level, we should remain liquid precipitation until we get towards the weekend, where we might start seeing a mix to even some snow near sea level. And then, of course, the highways, we're expecting snow with the little accumulations along the highway for earlier this week. For the winds, those are not doing too bad right now, and we are looking for gustier winds to increase even in the Haines area midweek by Wednesday night, with some gusts about 25 to 30 in the area.
Mm-hmm. So looking pretty mild. We did have some sunshine this past week that really boosted our mood here in Haines. Is there any chance of the sunshine kind of breaking through again maybe this weekend?
You know, later this week, we've got some like scattered precipitation expected. And with that, you can get some sunny breaks, certainly possible. But for the most part, we're not seeing any significant clearing in the forecast for the next 7 days. So some breaks potential, but nothing of any lasting significance, unfortunately. But we'll take anything we can get, right?
Right.
Breaks of blue are still good.
Absolutely. And what about the snow forecast for our skiers out there?
Up in the upper elevations should be all snow, so that's good for heli-skiers and things like that. More snow coming into the forecast by the weekend, and on Monday, Washington's birthday, more potential even at sea level expected there. Kind of more of the overnight will be snow, where the daytimes will turn more into rain, with temperatures still getting to around 40 on the weekends, but overnight lows getting down into the mid-20s.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Kimberly. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.